Here today's top stories. President Obama will give his farewell address in McCormick Place tomorrow. People stood in line for free tickets over the weekend, mostly because they thought it was for the auto show. Hey, that's all good, President, but where's the new Camaro? Tickets sold out, and now they're being hawked online for thousands of dollars. See, who said that the economy was suffering under Obama? American spirit and ingenuity on display. Yay, USA! USA! Oh, they're fake? They're fake. No, oh, okay. It's the last chance for people to listen to the oral skills of one of the best speech givers in history. If I were the president, I would end all my sentences with "so sad" and yell every third word and wear a really long tie, because that seems to be what people want in 2017. All that come together mic drop nonsense? Come on, that's so 2013. Trump's supposed to give his first press conference in 6 months in the next coming days. If I were him, I'd pause a lot and try to sound as much like a Baptist preacher. Right? Just flipping the script here. Change it up. It's expected that Trump will name his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as an advisor. This is raising some red flags in D.C. as there are anti-nepotism laws on the books. But Trump and his lawyers suggest that since it's not a cabinet position and it's just an advisory role, it's okay. When asked for comment, Ron Reagan was like, "What? I could have been a great advisor." And then Jeb Bush was like, "I could have been a great advisor." And then Hillary Clinton was like, "I was a great advisor. I broke all the rules. I did it anyway. Email me. Bye." The CTA got $1 billion from the federal government today to modernize the red and purple lines. So what's it mean? Will that money get rid of that Bernie smell that sometimes pops up and yet no one ever does anything about? Or how about using that same technology for automated toilet seats in public bathrooms for the train seats? Saran wrap. Or, I don't know, hire a couple conductors to walk through the cars randomly so people don't feel like it's the wild, wild west after hours? Wait, is there a suggestion box? I'll just put it in the suggestion box, right? My guess, though, wrought iron fencing, and then the rest just disappears. That's what happened to that money. Today's the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone. The smartphone revolutionized Apple and the world. It's great. You can text, you can use apps, and oh, man, mine just ran out of battery. I swear it was just at 60%. In weather, officials say that 2016 was the second hottest year ever on record for the U.S. Also, climate disasters such as floods and tornadoes caused $46 billion in damages. Silver lining, though, it doesn't seem like there's much we can do about it. So full steam ahead, Trump. What's the worst that could happen, really? Wait, Your Honor, I would like that last sentence stricken from the record. Thank you. Yeah. Eek. In sports, wow, the Bulls didn't even make it to the All-Star break without trade rumors swirling. First, it was Rajon Rondo, who, after throwing a towel at a coach, is essentially thrown in the towel, benched. There's talk he might be heading to Cleveland to play alongside LeBron Braun. And trade rumors for our star shooting guard Jimmy Butler, who the Bulls may give up on building around. Yep, the same Jimmy Butler who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Come on, and it's only January, Bulls. Come on! The joke is that the Bulls have won three straight and could go for the longest winning streak of the year tonight at the UC versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. Fun to watch the NFL playoffs this weekend. Fun to watch the Lions lay an egg. What's worse, being a 3-13 loser or getting to the first round of the playoffs and getting blown out? Oh, right, playoffs, of course. Packers won, though. They go to Dallas next week. Did you see Julius Peppers, Devin Hester, and Robbie Gould, though? Peppers looked like he was 25 again. Hester signed with the Seahawks to pretty much call fair catches. And Robbie Gould, well, he's kicking for the Giants. Good to see the Lovey Bears still contributing to the NFL playoffs. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's so depressing. Who needs those guys? What's Lamar Houston up to? I hope that he's rehabbing. Well, the Hawks are back to their winning ways, winning three in a row. The Red Wings come to the UC tomorrow night. That's always fun. And this weekend's the Cubs convention, which will be Chris Bryant's honeymoon. Bad planning. What's a Cubs convention like after the Cubs win a World Series? I don't know. I have no idea. What's it like? Ask great-great-grandpa? I don't know. Is it the year again? I don't know. And tonight's the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. It's the first time there's ever been a rematch for a national title game. Bears fans play close attention, though. Something tells me the QB in orange, he could be in blue and orange come next September. And finally, the Golden Globes were last night, and Meryl Streep got a Lifetime Achievement Award. In the speech, she scolded Donald Trump, not by name, for his mocking of a disabled reporter during the campaign. Trump then went to Twitter to say she was an overrated actress. Finally, somebody calls it out. I mean, am I the only one who saw Mamma Mia? Thank you, Trump. That's the carryout for January 9, 2017. Hey, we got a bunch of leftover sushi from last night's Golden Globe party. You know, because of La La Land. Half off, if it holds.